This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we're going to go into a little bit of... I got inspired about this. I actually spoke on Wednesday Night Live this week, just gone, and it was inspired from a post that I actually wrote a couple of years ago that my friend shared, and it came up in her memory, and I was like, I forgot about that conversation. And it really, what I did for a lot of time when I was actually just writing, when I was doing a lot of writing and a lot of posting on social media in written form, a lot of the time I was actually just kind of writing to myself. I was often just like basically writing myself reminders on how to be or how to act, how to think, etc. So that was more of my, I suppose, early days of what my musings were. I actually called them shlogs, which was short blogs, but that's another conversation. So what that short blog, what that musing was don't sell out. And although that sounds... I mean, it could be taken in many different ways, but what I took it as was reminding myself not to sell out, to just go and quit whatever I was doing and go and get a, you know, a standard 9-to-5 job. And I think that's a conversation a lot of people have. And I don't know, I don't really sit here and, you know, with my businesses, and even though that times do get tough or there's challenges like everything has, I don't ever want to be like, oh, it's really tough owning your own business, you know, you have to, it's like fucking having a kid. It's what you signed up for. You signed up for challenges that you didn't know that you were going to have. Like, there's no real plan for this shit. You kind of just guide it as you go. And so I don't really have this desire ever to sort of quit and go do a 9-to-5. I really would fucking suck at it. I just wouldn't do so well at it. But I ended up having this musing of like, don't sell out. Whatever you do, just don't sell out. And selling out isn't necessarily going and just earning a wage, right? And sometimes we have to go get some other financial support while we still chip away at, you know, our goals and our dreams. And I think goals and dreams are kind of buzzwords. And what I talk about when I say goals and dreams, I'm talking about what your muse is telling you, right? What the little voice is telling you what to do. You know, when everything's chaotic, it's still calm. It's still this calm little voice, and it knows exactly what you should be doing. And Stephen Pressfield talks a lot about this in a lot of his literature, about the muse and resistance. And resistance can be procrastination. It could be looking for a partner so you don't have to actually deal with being by yourself for a while so you can become a better person. It's going on social media. Resistance is anything that takes you away from that little voice, that calming voice that knows exactly what you should do with this one fucking life that you have, which is your muse, right? And so when I say don't sell it, that's what I'm getting at. Like, how much can someone pay you? I asked this for a long time. How much can someone pay you to be unhappy? Now, here's a better question. How much can someone pay you to not be happy, right? There's a difference in those two questions. One's saying unhappy, but one of the issues that a lot of people have is that they're not unhappy. They're just not happy. And so they get paid just enough to not fucking kick the shits, and they do just enough work to not get fired. Or if they're driven, then they're going to keep moving forward trying to find something else. But really, I really highly encourage you to spend some time on what your fucking muse is telling you to do. And as I'm talking about this, there's part of your brain that's like, no, like, you know, you're doing the right thing, working what you're doing. And I don't have no fucking idea what you personally are actually working. But there's also a part of your brain that's like, oh, but, you know, there's this thing that you've wanted to do and you've always wanted to go to Canada and work on the Alps. Or, you know, you've talked about going and working in an orphanage and you haven't done that. And this sort of like doorway, right? Because behind that door is there's every fucking opportunity, but you're too busy holding on to this thing because you think you can't get anything better. That's what often the issue is, right? We're holding on to this thing because if I let go, then who will I be? Will anyone love me? Will I love me? Who am I right now? You think of the word person. Person actually comes from the word persona, meaning mask. And it's like, that's what we're all doing, hey? We're all just fucking wearing these masks and trying to make sure that people like just nod their head and smile and off we go. And it's like, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. And fuck that shit because means that you live a whole life that's not real. Like, do something of depth. Like, seriously. And this is where this whole conversation came from. And it was, you know, I'm directing this now to anyone that's listening, but this was directed at me. This was written and directed to me. Like, don't sell out. Don't just accept a wage. I mean, most people's salaries are just hush money for their dreams. Don't just accept a wage so that when I'm older, I've spent a lot of time with people that did that shit. And they're miserable. They're 45, they're 50, they're unhealthy, they're miserable. They fucking, like, they just try to get the picket fence, you know? That's a game. It's a game you never win. Because the Joneses always have that, just, they have that one-up. There's always a faster car. There's always a bigger house. There's always a better pay pocket. There's all that shit. No matter what, and you just keep chasing. And then you get the new car. And you sit, you have this nice feeling for, like, a fucking couple of weeks. And then it's gone. And guess what? Guess what's coming next? It's a feeling to get the brand new car. Mm-hmm. How do you fix that, hey? Is it broken? That's the other question. So, it doesn't mean you shouldn't have nice cars. It doesn't mean that at all. It's quite the opposite, really. It's understanding that whatever you own doesn't own you, right? Whatever you own does not own you. And that's the issue, is that we identify with these things. Or I'm a BMW driver. Or, you know, I'm a Canberran. I live in Canberra, so I'm a Canberran. My name is Dave. It's just like, oh, man, you know. And I really love the idea of, like, we get caught up with this, being this human being with this persona that's sort of living this life and trying to get along and get social proof. And it's like, nah, man, you're just a weird little monkey on a fucking rock hurtling through space. Like, this time will pass, so at least fucking do something you enjoy. That's where I'm going to leave it. I'll see you guys tomorrow or the next day or someday soon, because it's Friday here. So, as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, then I'd love it for you. Could try, if you could, I just thought trial, there's a long story behind that. Anyway, I love if you could pass it on to a friend that you think would benefit. And once again, as always, thank you so much for the you guys that are listening and reaching out and saying thank you for the podcast, or tell me what you're enjoying and that what you're picking up on. It means a world to me. So thank you so much. Anyway, until next time, peace and pizza, kick the weekend, Easter weekend, kick it in the rabbit dick, and I'll slay the dragon. I'll see you guys soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.